Whatnot.
Boogie.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's play.
Oh, excuse me.
Let's play Count the Cliches with Major Tool Mitt Romney.
Okay.
Not edited. This is about 45 seconds of him speaking.
I want to make sure that the America that this family inherits and your family inherits is an America that remains strong. I believe that it's time to send somebody to Washington who will actually get the job done. Washington is broken. I've been able to get the job done. I will stand up for the values we believe in. We are a family-oriented people. This is the greatest nation on earth. This is the greatest nation on earth. Americans believe in hard work. Americans love opportunity, and Americans are patriotic. I will strengthen America. I will strengthen America. I'll also fight to make sure that we strengthen this great country by strengthening our families and our homes where our kids learn those American values, by strengthening our economy. We want to make sure that we strengthen our economy. And I'll make sure that America is, as it has always been, the hope of the earth. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Mitt.
That's good. Who do we steal that from?
Letterman.
Ah, from Letterman.
Mitt Romney. Okay.
Suck on that, losers.
Okay. Hi. Welcome to our show.
Mysterious visitors from the Orient. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
They can go to hell. This place deserves exactly what it gets.
Sometimes I don't know why.
See what's happening here. And I want to thank you for inviting me to the private show that you just had in the bathroom. I'm sorry I missed it. Don just used the natty pot.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hold on 1 second there, my friend. Yeah, I said that with nothing but friendship.
I know.
I just came from the bathroom, mm-hmm. and I said, hey, I just used Buzz's, Buzz bought me one.
Right, of your own.
We each have our own to be sanitary.
Right.
The natty pot thing for the sinuses where you put the I Dream of Genie thing in one
right.
nostril and the
right.
salt water comes out the other. And I said to Mike, hey, I just got done doing it. I said, I'm going to do it again in a couple of hours if you want to watch. And Mike looked at me and said, seriously, he said, I'll pass on that show.
What? I don't think so.
He said, no.
That's a show that I don't need a front row ticket to.
You don't want to see me put the I Dream of Genie thing in my nose and have it come out the other side?
Well, if you did it on the air, I'd look at it. I'm not sure I want to stand close to you in the bathroom.
You kind of got to do it over a sink, though.
It has to be the right. drainage thing.
I got
thing.
The wireless mics ready to go.
Well, I just did it. So maybe
so
in a
what did you do?
Hours.
Did you do just one side or
both sides?
Oh, really? Okay.
I'll both be sides. Doing my next break. That was the plan anyway.
Can you dye the water, Buzz? I'd like to see colored water.
Hey,
come
can
out
you get addicted
nose.
To that? Do you think?
No,
just
it's
like
easy,
you do
like
with a nasal
water?
Spray.
No. It'll send your blood pressure
it's,
high.
It's saline and salt.
Okay, no
that's
problem
all.
At all.
It really is natural, mm-hmm. and I swear to Christ, it opens you
yeah.
right up.
Very good. Okay.
Opens
all right.
you right up. As a matter of fact, last night. I had spent so much time on WebMD looking up this stuff mm-hmm. that after Janet went and got the natty pot and we used it a couple of times, I was so blocked up.
Yeah.
I said, okay, one side is clear. The other side is not clear. I remember one of the things that they said on WebMD was just get some pepper and try snorting some pepper.
Really? Right.
So I had the big giant grinder thing of pepper,
uh-huh.
the big peppercorn thing,
right.
sitting at our dinner table, and as we were sitting there having dinner last night, I just went into my hand,
and
then, you know, again,
took a big
like,
sniff.
Like back in the 80s, I went, excuse me for a minute.
You didn't use a pen cap, did you?
No, all in my hand.
All right, very good.
Just like in the old days, Mike.
A line on the table.
Like Al Pacino.
Pours him in my, how much for a cup?
You had a big triangle of pepper right in front. Did it work? Did you sneeze?
No, I did not sneeze, but it also opened up my sinuses.
Really? For regular ground pepper?
Sure. Regular ground pepper. Right. And it was like, wow, burning, eyes burning. But at that point, when you've got nothing going through your nostrils, it's like, oh, beautiful, it's burning. It feels awful.
Kind of sounds like a fun thing to do.
Uh-huh. You did that to me once on the show.
That's
you chained my eyes open and made me snort pepper.
That's right, because there was an urban legend that
and
we
I think we proved it to be true.
Trying to prove that
if you sneeze and you keep your and you don't blink, your eyes will pop out of your head.
You can't sneeze with your eyes open.
Remember,
right.
we tried taping his eyes open and having him snort some
pepper. Hachoo!
And it ended up with me just like, you know, blowing out black mud for 2 days. But it does burn horribly.
Because we gave you an extra heavy dose of the black pepper.
Exactly. And I never did sneeze since
right.
that day.
Anyways, groovy last night. Thanks for that again, Buzz.
Certainly.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hi. Thank you for waiting.
Yes. Really, really enjoy your show. You guys were talking yesterday.
That seems to be the consensus.
Yes, it is. Huh. It does.
Seems to be. Most people are agreeing on that.
Yes, even the boss.
Well, let's not talk about him.
You can I talk?
Please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, really?
I'm really sorry.
You know, pity us for trying to keep it moving, you know?
Okay, yeah, I got you. You were talking about Willie Ames yesterday getting robbed, and, man, what a deserving individual to get robbed. I watched him on that Celebrity Fit Club show, and, yeah, he's got some definite anger issues, and I guess probably the former nose candy issues and whatever else he got into. But this Bible man character that he plays.
Well, I'm so glad we shut up with you.
You know, you are, in essence, covering everything that we discussed yesterday already, friend. We talked about his Bible man superhero. We talked about him being on Celebrity Fit Club. We talked about anger management. For God's sakes, you called Dick Van Patten on his cell phone. What else do you want us to do as far as Willie Ames goes?
And I mean, Dick Van Patten talked about how he was concerned about him being fat. And this.
Yeah, but see, all of your information is 24 hours old.
Covered ground.
We covered all of this yesterday.
Okay.
Well, what, do you want to call every day and, like, recap the show from the previous day?
No, it didn't. I didn't think it got to be covered completely, but.
I thought we did 10 full minutes on the robbery of Willie Ames, and that's all the time.
Willie Ames is in this Bible man outfit, and he's chunky.
We've covered that.
All of that.
We covered it yesterday.
And let's think about it for a second. We're talking about Willie Ames here. And think about the blessed radio time that he got devoted to him yesterday.
I'm saying he got 10 minutes yesterday, which in dog years is like 7 hours.
We're talking about Willie Ames.
But we're only talking about Willie Ames. Shut your mouth.
Willie Ames.
I'm talking about Willie Ames.
I'm missing the self-loathing Tom Bergeron, too.
Well, now he morphs into a request here. Well, we haven't talked about that. I mean, that comes up when we talk about Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. I know the show's not active right now, but that was an awesome skit.
Mike, that was an awesome skit.
It was one of my favorite skits,
too. That's the second guy now that has said skit.
It's true.
If you're going to refer to it as what it is, a sketch. Not a skit, a sketch.
Right.
And when did a skit become a sketch? I believe in the early days of Ernie Kovacs in television.
Hello?
Sir. All right.
All right.
Very good.
You guys have a good day.
Buy some Girl Scout cookies.
I'll try to be more current next time I call.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, bother. I just threw out a little relatable there. Buy the Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
I was just reminded when I saw the thing on our bathroom door that Rob's daughter is selling the cookies.
How much for the cookies, Rob?
I think they're $14 a box.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don just gave me a look that said, is he telling me the truth?
Seriously, $14 a box?
I mean, aren't they like $5 a box?
They're like $3 a box, and it's like, Rob.
Huh?
They're $4 a box.
Do you have the order form?
I have it at home. Shall I bring it in?
Well, you have a sign up, an advertising sign.
I've only had one interested taker.
We're going to need to see papers.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing today?
We're just fine.
Doing well. Great. I am driving down 216 on a Brian search.
Well, the guy's a faker.
Yeah, we think really that the voice was fake, the location was fake, and he took a powder.
Well, all right. I guess I don't need to know where he's at then.
He's as fake as a $14 box of Girl Scout cookies.
You would have paid it, though.
Well, I was just looking at you. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's fundraising.
They might have gone, you know, sugar prices.
Get out among the real people, man.
What are those things they use in the grocery store that kill beep?
As I went, the other Bush.
Yes.
Remember when the other Bush, they outed him? Right. He went in a grocery store and he's like, what the frig is this? You just pass your items over a light.
You know, I would know what, like, a loaf of bread and a gallon of milk would cost. I would pay attention to those type of things. Mm-hmm. I'd know, like, certain fresh vegetables, yeah. And I'd know, like, what a pineapple costs. But I wouldn't know what, what Girl Scout cookies. Because don't Girl Scout cookies fall into a different area of retail where it's really a money-raising vehicle?
Yeah.
So they're going to be marked up significantly.
I just spoke to Carrie, my wife. Mm-hmm. And
They
cost $3.50 a box this year.
$3.50 a box.
And I think there's 8 varieties. I'll bring in the form tomorrow, so come on.
I'll buy them, but we keep them here at the station.
Good idea.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Love the doosie doos.
Hey, Don and Mike, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hey, you know what? Based on all the times you mentioned this movie, I finally sat down and watched it, and I have to thank you for recommending The Big Lebowski. That movie is so flippin' hilarious, man. You know what? If I wasn't married with children, the dude. That would be my lifestyle.
That is it. And that is really the idea. You know, you cracked me up the other day when you were talking about your son coming in and say, hey, Dad, how about some White Russians?
Yeah.
Because I watched the last time I watched it, remember I didn't like it at first?
Yeah, you were slow to the party.
I went back and I revisited it, and you got to kind of get in the spirit of the movie. And after watching it, a buddy of mine came over, and we sat there, and we drank White Russians. And there's something about watching that movie and then having White Russians.
Try having a dude party.
Oh, that would be cool.
Which my son has, where everybody comes in their robes, and everybody has sunglasses on, and you just drink White Russians, and you watch the movies.
The Big Lebowski.
I think, as a matter of fact, you tell me the last time they did this down at Clemson, I think they live very on campus, close to like a grocery store. I think it's a Bilo is what it's called down there. And they all walked, because they were close enough from this guy's house where they were having this party, they all walked in unison, like 13 of them, dressed like the Big Lebowski, to go into the Bilo to recreate the scene from Ralph's where Lebowski. So you've got 13 guys going into a Bilo, all of them in robes with sunglasses on, some of them carrying glasses with drinks already made, and they're all open. Hear my son tell the story.
Right.
They're all opening up the dairy case and going for the, is it the
cream? Half and half.
Half and half.
Right, right.
They're smelling it, and then someone actually pays at the register using a check.
That is it. That's it. That's the dude. The dude.
Are you employed, Mr. Lebowski?
Let me explain something to you. I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude. So that's what you call me, you know? That or his dudeness or duder or, you know, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Yeah, you know, I'm also not sick of the Bud Light commercials. Dude.
Dude.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Dude. Then there's the one with Joe Buck.
I like the one with Joe Buck.
That's real good. I like it when the guy walks into the bathroom stall and just goes, dude.
Dude. It's good. I like it. That, I believe, will catch fire during the playoffs.
Pretty brilliant concept.
Yeah.
One word. It's gonna burn out real fast.
Sure. Because it's been around for a while. If it was a, you know, when I think of the one that hadn't been around was What's Up. That, yeah. But that lasted a good long time. I think the dude will have a little more shelf life.
I don't care for the Stain and the normal Budweiser commercial who's like doing like an essay and he reads to you. Have you seen those? Like a big fat guy? Not real fat, but he goes up and he has like a whiteboard. It's almost like the UPS thing, and he says hops and barley. That's why it's great.
I guess I have seen those, but that's not. He's like it's at a blackboard.
Yeah,
right. He's like teaching.
Yeah, I don't care for it.
I haven't seen that one. I have seen the one with Joe Buck that's doing the dude.
I like that,
dude.
Oh, I got an update for you, dude. As a matter of fact, about my cat.
Good.
Day number two. Now I did get the details from Janet. About, you'll like this, Mike.
Okay.
It sounds like the cat is going through hell in this bathroom.
Oh, so the cat is still sequestered.
Yes, and it's we're now on day two of 7 days.
The cat's still in isolation.
Wow. The deal is that the cat is locked in the bathroom with all the comforts that a cat gets.
A
litter box, one of the little places to jump up and play, and a little bed and everything.
Flat screen television.
But it is supposed to teach the cat within 7 days, supposed to break the cat of the habit.
Oh, it's 7 days.
Of peeing where she's not supposed to. So we're on day number two, and I found that because the bathroom is located right next to the computer room, what you got to do now is, like, when I got to check my email this morning, I got it before Janet, and the dogs were sleeping, and I very quietly went to the computer room and went.
Just click, 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 click.
Because I didn't want the cat.
Lightly typing.
And I didn't realize that I had been playing some video the night before. And when the thing said, you got mail, instead of saying, you got mail, it was like, you've got mail!
And then that alerted the cat.
And it was right away, she's like, except today, if possible, a more pained.
Wow. Oh, a more plaintive wail.
Refined. Like, you know, I've been in the box for a day. So I found out from Jim. Yeah, the total is 7 days that the cat will be.
You're going to have to leave the cat in the bathroom for 7 days?
Janet goes in and visits her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's okay to visit?
You can do that.
I could not bring myself to visit the cat. I know this has to be done. I feel bad for the cat.
Well, when the cat comes out by the seventh day, the cat will look like Papillon.
You know what would be good? And it happened to our cat when we had a cat. The cat could lose its voice from constant meowing. And we left our cat alone for like 3 days one weekend. We came back, and obviously she had been crying all weekend. For like the next 2 weeks, she just looked at us, opened her mouth, and no sound would come out.
I love that.
That was great.
Hey, do you know that, I didn't tell you this, Jan's dog, the bulldog, Oscar, he actually had laryngitis.
Huh. Right.
We put them in the dog place when we went to meet we put him in the kennel when we went to meet Janet's parents, and we got back. They said Oscar in particular had been barking nonstop for 4 days, and when he came home, it was really cute. He actually had a raspy sound.
Wow, no kidding?
To his little dog voice, and they said it's because all he did for 4 days, every moment he was awake, he barked.
Well, that's why we say dogs and cats are people, too.
Exactly.
They truly are. But the idea of a cat having no sound coming out cracks me up.
When
you just see it looking at you going...
And it was, I think it troubled Molly, because she'd look at you with these worried eyes and open her mouth and no sound would come out.
Perhaps tomorrow, maybe I'll tape it.
Do you think that the experiment's going to work? Do you think it'll be successful?
Here's the thing. I have no idea.
Or are you going to go to bed with like a puddle on your bed?
The cat is so set in her ways. Mm. The cat has been peeing on this particular bed. Our cat, Fribble, to tell you how old she was.
She's like 10, right?
She was gifted to us by Mark Rippon the year that they won the Super Bowl.
Wow.
So we've had that cat since 1992.
That is an old cat.
It's like
That is an elderly cat.
She's almost 16 years old now.
Right, yeah.
So I don't know if a week in the box is going to do a hill of beans.
It'll be interesting to see. I mean, because, you know, as old as the cat really might be set in her ways.
And I don't know what it is about me. I'm such a pussy when it comes to something like this.
I get it.
That... No, I didn't mean it like that, but Jan said, why don't you just go upstairs and just spend some time with her? And I said...
Well, I mean, the fact is the cat is urinating on your products, on your possessions.
Was.
And I think really a little tougher love is what you need. You know, this whole thing, leaving the cat alone for a while. Oh, okay. You want to...
Can't do it.
Punishment is punishment.
Can't do it. I said, you know, this is your plan, Dr. Freud. You're Dr. Doolittle. Uh-huh. You go in there and you let the cat yell at you. It's just funny the way now that I've rearranged my life. So that I don't make noise in my own house, I don't hear the cat meowing, and I don't feel guilty about the cat.
Would you like a little suggestion for a little more effective behavior modification?
Sure.
For the cat?
Yes, Dr. Mangala.
All right, the cat basically peed on your comforter, right, on top of your bed?
All the way down to the mattress pad.
All the way down to the mattress pad.
All the way down.
What you do is you take the comforter, you take the sheet, you take the bed sheet that's on there.
Right.
Whatever's wrapping, you know, if you've got a mattress pad on there, you take the mattress pad. Is your pool still have water in it?
No, sir.
Oh, okay, I'm out. It's just a thought.
No,
I'm not talking about killing.
Yes, you are.
I'm talking about frightening within an inch of the cat's eighth life.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show, hello.
Radio gods, what's new on YouTube?
It's waterboarding for cats is what I'm talking about here. You know, what you do is you just, and you don't need, you know, you can really use like a tongue depressor.
I love waterboarding, and I love the fact that a lot of cats don't know what waterboarding is.
Mm-hmm.
True. And if you mention to someone waterboarding, 90% of people under a certain age.
And when you say cats, it's funny you use the word cats for purposes of this discussion. You're talking about people.
People. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, K-A-T-S, meaning people. You talk to people about this, and they think you're talking about body surfing. They think you're talking about a boogie board.
It's a sport.
A boogie board.
Well, really?
I actually saw it demonstrated. I saw it demonstrated on maybe on the internet.
So did I.
You know, where it's really horrible. It's amazing that something that looks that innocuous is that devastating to somebody who's experiencing it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're just doing that drip, drip, drip of water, and it really
creates
the sensation of drowning.
I just thought... How do you make American gladiators better?
They're excellent.
When they're in the water?
Who could take it the longest?
Yes.
Or you just hang their head over that little padded pool that they have. You put like a sock over their head, and then you drip, Evian right under their schnoz. See how long the big tough guys last with that.
Hello there.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Hey, Don and Mike Show, what's happening?
Not much. What's new on YouTube, guys? Any good new videos?
Well, you said that before now, didn't you?
Yeah. This guy apparently counts on you, to tell him what the hot new videos are on YouTube.
I don't know. I was watching some garbage last night. I mean, it's always garbage.
I'm just paying attention to Britney's new love of her life, the paparazzi guy, that she flew off to Mexico with.
Last night, as a matter of fact, on YouTube, every once in a while I will go in, and with the writer's strike, I have found that I'm relying more on the internet now than TV. So I'll go upstairs and I'll just put in changing a flat tire on YouTube. And that goes into a subcategory, which is guys trying to change flat tires and the jack falling out from underneath. And sometimes the car rolling up 30 or 40 feet. Sometimes the car coming down on a guy.
Screaming and everything.
So if you really do want a tip, try that. Just put in changing a flat tire.
That's
but
good.
You are going to have to weed through
right.
a lot of videos until you get to the one that you love.
Is there any secret, though, besides, like, guessing, which is what you're doing?
Right.
No.
Is there any secret to YouTube at all? Is there any rhyme or reason? Because they do. If you go to most viewed and most talked about,
right.
it's horrible.
Those
right.
are lame.
Right.
I've seen a good one today. Search in YouTube, Canadian Safety PSA.
Really?
And it's a guy with a blowtorch on top of a building, and he's talking about how there's not a lot of safety precautions at his work, and then he blows up, and they show his body shoot off the building. It's great.
Does he die?
Yes, he does.
Wow.
Really?
Well, I mean, they pretend because it's, you know, it's a PSA.
It's acting.
But it's making you think, you know, hey, there are no accidents.
Well, I mean, wait a minute. He's not, like, really dead. Because there's one that comes to mind where the cop is in front of the class demonstrating firearm safety. And puts a round into his foot.
Yes. That's a real one.
Which is the fun. See, that's why. This wasn't
Rob's
real.
Rob's talking about a PSA.
But this really did air on Canadian television, and it would just scare the heck out of a kid.
You know, the one with the guy putting the round in his foot.
That's so classic.
What I love about that is he just kept going on. I mean, he was so averse to dealing with the embarrassment of the moment that he can you imagine what it's like to just try to continue to speak when you fired a bullet into your foot?
Deputy Fife.
When you literally have shot yourself in the foot.
Yeah.
Literally.
And you're teaching people, you're teaching future law enforcement how to use a gun.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike, how you guys doing today?
Hi, welcome to What's New on YouTube.
What's new on YouTube, guys?
Hi there, what's happening?
Nothing. Hey, this is hysterical. I just left the Rockville Target location. I hope someone else can confirm this.
That's right across the street from us.
Yeah. Okay, the Rockville Target, they just pulled a guy out of there, screaming, mind you, while yelling, "Your mother's a digital camera." Over and over again, this guy's yelling this. I glance down. His manhood is hanging out of his zipper.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
This is right across the street?
I'm not sure exactly where your studios are located. This guy's screaming, mother's a digital camera with his goods hanging out.
Are you by an Old Navy and by a Barnes & Noble and a Starbucks?
Yeah, exactly where that is.
You're right across the street from where we broadcast from.
Oh, okay, fantastic. Yeah, I saw this, and it was just the most non sequitur Jackson Pollock Society moment I've ever seen.
Is the guy still there?
I don't know. They carried him out to a squad car the entire time just screaming that same phrase, "Your mother's a digital camera."
Did he appear to be a person of the street?
You know what? He actually looked relatively normal. He had a pair of khakis on, obviously the midsection wide open, a button-down blue shirt, his hair a little ajar.
So he's wearing a Blockbuster uniform. Maybe he worked at Blockbuster Video.
How old a guy was this?
I'd say late 30s, early 40s, touch disheveled.
Wow.
Buzz, did this guy get $1.06 for being our Newsmaker of the Week?
Absolutely. It's in the mail.
Your mother's a digital camera.
That's some good breaking news. Thank you, my friend.
You
by the way, has anyone seen Joe?
Let go of me. I was just trying to show off.
Howdy, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, have you guys heard of the herb salvia?
I have not.
I have.
Salvia?
A little. No, I don't know a lot about it, but I've heard of it, yes.
Well, if it's herb, it's buzz. What is salvia?
It supposedly gives you a trip, like an LSD.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
All right, Blue Boy, that sounds great.
They're banning it in Illinois.
Oh, just Illinois? Which means, well, you can go to Michigan and enjoy it.
You go to Wisconsin, you go to Indiana, any of the states that touch.
You can go right across the river to Iowa.
Oh, well, that's good news. How many pounds would you like, Buzz?
I think I'll pass on this one until we know more about it.
Salvia.
Yeah, S-A-L-V-I-A.
Kind of rhymes with salvation.
So you haven't tried it, have you?
No.
Okay, know anybody who has?
Yep.
And how'd it go for them?
It sounds to me like you're really doing research.
He is.
I'm sorry, the man was talking.
I'm sorry, Buzz is doing research. It's R&D.
How did it go for them, sir?
Pretty crazy from what I heard.
Okay. Now, crazy good or crazy bad?
Crazy good.
Mm. Salvia, you put it under your tongue. You mix your salvia with your saliva.
You smoke it? I know, that's what I thought it was at first, somebody mispronouncing saliva. But
so you smoke it?
Yeah, you smoke it, or I guess you can chew it, too.
Was it like weed?
That's what it looked like on the picture.
In texture and in packaging, generally, but it apparently behaves a lot differently.
Welcome to the world of Buzz.
He researches this stuff. Where's it made? Where does it grow, Buzz?
I don't know.
Do you know, sir, where it grows?
So much to learn.
Buzz's backyard.
not sure. I heard you could pick it up in tobacco stores and stuff like that.
You know,
I'll ask Gary Pesh to get you a pound of it, okay? How would that be?
Try the cigars.
You know, during the Christmas season, I thought of Buzz because Carly got, for a Christmas present, one of those little herb gardens that you can grow, but it's the lighted one that you can, like, put on your kitchen counter and actually grow basil and things like that.
What did you think about him growing weed?
And I was thinking about Buzz.
Yeah, because who doesn't want a 6-inch tall pot plant?
Okay, Mr. Pot. I know. I figured they'd be too small for you. You'll still have to use your attic just like you always
have.
That's
right.
It's funny you call him Mr. Pot. That's so old, man. All right, Mr. Pot.
Mr. Pothead.
Mr. Gateway. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gentlemen, hi. I was wondering if during that incident that happened in the Target across the street, whether Buzz was in your sight the entire time.
Buzz was, actually.
He was. He was trying to find some saliva.
We have not determined, though. We seriously have not determined Joe Artinger's location.
Buzz is driving to Illinois now to fill his car up with saliva.
Hi, I'm looking for the Salvea plant.
the Salvation Army.
Yeah, that's the code that he uses. Buzz actually wears one of those Salvation Army uniforms.
Wink, wink.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, guys. I was just wondering, have you ever thought about bringing back the list for the callers?
No.
Not a bit.
No, we haven't.
Weren't even curious why you were thinking of it.
No.
We get a bad rap a lot of time. We answered the guy's question. What more do you want? It's not open to debate.
No. It's a finished. It's a finished discussion.
Done.
I don't think we've had anybody that's broken any major rules today, right?
No, not at all.
All of our callers have been pretty goddamn good today.
I think people have been behaving, but it's early in the show.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, am I on?
Yes.
You guys still talking about cats?
Yes.
Yeah, we happen to be talking about cats and other things.
Always.
Don't you think that maybe it's more like a HUD-like situation than Papillon?
Which movie?
What?
HUD.
What is the movie HUD?
Is that what you said?
Is that H-U-D?
Yeah.
Why is that I've seen that movie like the title go by, but I have no idea what it is?
Tell us about the movie. We haven't seen it.
HUD was... not HUD. Cool Hand Luke.
Oh, Cool Hand Luke instead, not HUD.
How in the name of all things saintly and Jesus-like does HUD come from Cool Hand Luke?
But why is it that I recall HUD?
Because it's both a Paul Newman movie. That's my bad.
The Hudsucker Proxy?
No,
HUD.
No.
1963.
There is a movie just H-U-D.
Mm-hmm. HUD. Now, Cool Hand Luke is another great movie, another great prison movie, where he actually comes out of the box after a few days.
Oh, yeah. Lucille.
But if you know both movies, Don. Yeah. If you're going to stack them up, Steve McQueen gets far worse treatment than Paul Newman.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, Steve McQueen barely survives being in the box.
Steve McQueen is the man.
Don't they do 2 years solitary? Something like that. Wow. I just remember the scene where he's looking out the window and he reaches in and he pulls that tooth out of his head.
Ooh. And also that little slot that they have in all those doors.
The food slot. That, exactly.
The little one that just opens up just that much, and the guy is always in the corner like, hold on. Leave me alone.
Not the light. Read the light. Oh, God, the light. Oh, God, the light. Oh, no, no. Oh, Mr. Jingles.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello there.
I can't believe that salvia is what it's called is actually legal. It is the most unbelievable mind blower.
We have a new pronunciation. You're calling it salvia?
It's salvia denorum, and it
sounds like a designer, doesn't it? What are you wearing today? I'm wearing salvia deorum.
I've done it.
What's the mother plant of salvia? Salvia's mother.
Down when you do it. You better have somebody around you that knows what they're doing.
Now, there you go, Mike.
Thank you.
Hold on a second.
Thank you very much. I got a ding.
I don't want to derail the show here. Your call. That was a funny, Mike.
Thank you. Yes, I like it when I get those.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's busy.
For another, how many minutes?
3 minutes,
please,
Mrs. Avery. I've just got to talk to her.
What a great song!
And I think that same band, Dr. Hook, right, later did "When You're in terrible. Love with a Beautiful Woman."
Yeah.
It gets hard.
It's hard.
Yeah, no kidding. It's hard. I bet they went all disco.
Yeah, they right? did.
Dr. Hook.
Dr. Hook
felt they had to.
Hello.
This guy's still talking about Sylvia. I mean, salvia.
It's like a nitrous oxide, LSD, and is not instantaneously fun.
Have you taken it a lot? You sound like you're having brain trouble.
I've done it a few times. I lived over in Amsterdam for almost a year.
Of course you did.
When I lived there. And then I came back here, and I was at this music festival, and one of my friends said, here, try some of this.
Buzz keeps asking me when we are going to move the show to Amsterdam.
Well, let me give you the new name. I'm going to call you Mr. Pot. How are you, Mr. Pot? Now, what are you doing right now? What are you doing for a living?
Mr. Salvia.
So I just to give you a real quick story, I sat down, took a big hit of it, and he said, did anything happening? And I said, just as I took a second hit, I was just about to say no, nothing happened, and then I flipped like I was a fourth grader.
Everything what do you mean you flipped like you were a fourth grader?
I don't know. It just I had a flashback to childhood playground. Didn't know where.
This doesn't sound like the best high in the world.
No. And the guy who was there, he said, are you all right? I said, yeah, I just need to sit down a second. And he said, okay. And I said, no, really, I just need to sit down. And he said, Ed, you are sitting down. And I said, okay, good. And I touched the ground. And I don't know. It's
all right,
scary.
Well, all I know
I'm
is that
it's scary. But it's,
was it a trip like, what's that movie? Is it Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, where it's Johnny Depp as Hunter Thompson and Benito Del Toro? And they are just,
good memory.
They are high for the entire movie.
And but it only lasts like 30 seconds to 2 minutes. And then it's,
you know, we're really trying to get the information out of you, and you're not really giving it to
all me. I know is he's giving it a rave, but in the bits and pieces.
I say you have to try it, but I'm not a fan of it. I'm a big pot smoker.
So you had what would be the equivalent of a bad trip?
No, I wouldn't say it was bad.
It's strong.
It's very, very odd.
Advertisers, are you wondering who you reach when you buy commercials on the Don and Mike show?
I actually would buy commercials on the Don and Mike show.
What do you do for a living, sir?
Well, I'm actually a writer, but I'm starting a
tortured soul
golf tournament for online.
He's golf. A pilot.
Online golf.
He's a pilot.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for whatever that update was. Thank you.
Thank you for
living annoying.
Bye-bye.
Yes, if you were going to be a writer living a couple of years in Amsterdam, could be. You could do a lot worse.
Sure.
Living in Amsterdam.
I was over in Amsterdam, and I took salvia or saliva or whatever they call it now, but I suddenly went back to fourth grade.
Ain't that where they have the cannabis cup?
I think so, yeah, as a matter
of fact. Every year, yeah.
It's where they have coffee shops that are, you know, you can go in
and
select your marijuana like you would a cup of coffee.
Exactly. I will take a double mocha Maui Wowie. Salvia with whipped cream, please.
Salvia. I like salvia better. Salvia sounds more like a drug.
Right.
Salvia sounds more like something you'd rub on your back if it was sore.
All I know is I'm glad it's not 10 years ago, yeah. Or I'd be running out trying to get some.
Be telling the listeners to bring some down.
I sure would.
This is it. This is salvia. Let's try it. Spark it up.
Let's go to the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Now I'm just happy about the thing that blows salt water through my nose.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen now? Look at the phone lines. We're going to get all the salvia peddlers going.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Don't worry about me, Mike. I've learned to say no.
Hey, I'm still in my experimental phase, though. Are you selling? Are you pushing salvia?
I'm not pushing. You know what? You've done it. Everyone in that room has done it before. It's sage. Salvia is Italian for sage.
It's a member of the sage family, I understand.
It's the same damn thing. These guys are tools.
You mean if you smoke? Oh, boy. We're going to now see. We're going to cause some trouble now. If you smoke the sage,
you get high?
No, it flavors my dressing at Thanksgiving.
What if you smoke parsley or rosemary or thyme?
It gives you, then you end up being a bad folk singer and you look like Larry Fine.
Hey,
all right,
get out of here.
Good for you. Good very good.
Thank
good
you.
Larry
kids.
Fine.
I know what I saw on the news today about kids and getting high. Yeah. That it was one of those stories where they tease about kids drinking cough syrup.
Yeah.
Because that's the new thing now. They can just go buy like 8 bottles of cough syrup. And they had a girl saying, well, it tastes like butter, and it's a real good high. Uh-huh. And they had a hidden camera at the party. And these kids, I think this was on the Today Show, it looked like the quality of the Blair Witch Project, the video.
Right.
Josh.
These are kids that had just had cough syrup.
Okay.
And it looked literally like they were on bad trips. Mm-hmm. One of them had a bag over his head. Another one had a pillowcase over her head.
Wow.
And they were walking around the room going, Me no can see. And then a guy came out in a scream mask.
How much cough syrup are we talking about here?
That's what I was wondering. Maybe we can open up that Pandora's box as well. Because I was wondering when they were showing the kids, saying that they do this, how I had the same question. How many bottles of cough syrup you got to drink to really get effed
Did
up?
You get into the story with it? Because the way I understood it, and this is this whole same thing with Elvis, however it had codeine, but it still has pretty heavy medication in it. Right. I understand that the product really is, if you drink it like you would drink a drink,
right?
You know, you're cruising along, and then it becomes like rapidly very, very dangerous, extraordinarily dangerous.
It was just starting to catch on when I was in high school.
And it can really mess people up.
But the thing
it's not like booze.
It wasn't like cough syrup the kids were after.
Did you get that one, Buzz?
I did get that.
In the Madison class of 89, they were after NyQuil. And if you think about it, NyQuil tastes and feels a lot like Sambuca.
Well, NyQuil is booze.
10% alcohol.
But NyQuil, seriously, isn't that like Good Night Nurse?
Yeah, and NyQuil,
NyQuil. Parties with NyQuil?
You probably couldn't party
with NyQuil and Red Bull.
There's something, here's the deal. You've got, if you look at NyQuil, I think the primary ingredient, and maybe in some of these cough syrups, is alcohol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they have a particular chemical that's in there that actually can knock you out. And that's where the danger lies, because it can make you pass out.
Maybe that's what they're shooting for, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just if you want an altered state.
Right.
You know, NyQuil would do it.
But who doesn't like, really? I mean, hasn't anybody kind of dug NyQuil? You know, NyQuil is kind of a guarantee as far as I'm
NyQuil
concerned.
Is great.
Yeah, but I've never used NyQuil recreationally.
No.
I haven't either, but I'm saying when I have a cold or something, when you take NyQuil, I mean, really, it's almost like I hate doing a free plug.
It's a knockout pill.
But it really is like a guarantee. You know, you are going to go to sleep.
Makes me a NyQuil in 7.
You take an Ambien and a NyQuil, good night, nurse. I mean, your house is burning down, and you're laying there going, oh, it's a little warm in here.
Haven't we talked to people, though, that have had the opposite reaction with NyQuil?
Too much NyQuil keys you up, doesn't it, Buzz?
I don't know. I've not had that experience.
That's where somebody called us and said that. Somebody said that if you drink too much of the stuff, you'll be wired all night long.
I guess that makes sense because it's got amphetamine-like decongestants in it, and those will make you wired in much the same way Sudafed does.
I took a double dose of NyQuil once, and I could smell colors.
That's the codeine.
Drug addict.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
But I love narcotics.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Mr. Hi there. Pot.
What's happening?
I've done the cough syrup trick. It took two bottles.
Two bottles.
Wow.
And were you sick also?
Was I what?
Were you sick after that?
Yeah. I mean, it gave you kind of a sick to your stomach feeling.
Uh-huh. Did you?
But it gave you like a minor LSD trip also.
That's what
you did. You know, we were hard up back in college. We had nothing better to do, so we went to the local Rite Aid and got 8 bottles of Robitussin.
Jesus Christ! Now, did you chug it or did you use a tablespoon?
Did you mix it?
No. We were just cough syrup.
Did you chug it? Did you chug an entire bottle?
I understood the question clearly the first time, Don. These people are having difficulty answering our questions, and let me tell you why. Because they have brain damage. That's the reason.
We drank it as fast as we could. I mean, it wasn't easy to drink. We didn't shotgun them or anything, but we took them. We ingested them as quickly as we could.
Mm-hmm. Straight.
So it's. I think what the deal is, the reason they're getting like the acid trip, or they're getting, you know, incredibly sick, is because of the other stuff besides the alcohol that's involved.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi there.
Yes. The salvia that gives you the hallucinogenic properties is called Salvia divinorum. They call it sage of the seers. It's not like the sage you'd buy in a grocery store.
Yeah, that particular salvia is called the salvia scrotum.
But, yeah, it grows wildly down in parts of Mexico.
It grows wildly.
Eat it.
Wildly.
Wildly.
It grows wildly.
It grows wildly down in Mexico.
In the streets of Amsterdam, we have salvia growing wildly.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Be careful with that S.
And for God's sakes, do not wash your salvia down with cough syrup.
Please.
A public service announcement from the Don and Mike Show.
All right. Hey, Buzz, you about ready for a hit on your natty pot?
I'm ready.
All right, we'll do it when we come right back.
Don and Mike,
WJFK. That really is good, but we really wanted to hear this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.